I'm Daniel White III, and you're listening to The Man in the Mirror, episode number 55. This podcast is directed to all young people, but primarily to young black men, young black women, and their parents. We are thankful for all of the people, both black and white, who are standing up for justice and racial equality in this country. But this podcast is about the man in the mirror, and it doesn't matter whether you're black or white. What are you doing, young sir, young ma'am, for the glory of God? What are you doing to make life better for others, for your family, and for yourself? This podcast is about living life in such a way that it cuts back on the chance of being harassed or killed by the authorities or anyone else for that matter, and helps you to live the good life of peace, productivity, and joy. Psalm 119:9 says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." Jim Rohn said, "You must take personal responsibility. You cannot change the circumstances, the seasons, or the wind, but you can change yourself." Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others?" In keeping with our theme of dealing with the man, or the woman for that matter, in the mirror, we are going to continue discussing the building of important biblical character traits in your life. Today we will begin looking at the quality of contentment from The Power for True Success by the Institute in Basic Life Principles. Contentment is realizing that God has already provided everything I need for my present and future success and happiness. In Hebrew, the word Ya'al, Y-A-A-L, means to show willingness, to undertake, to agree to, or to accept. This word is used to describe a person who is resolved to do something or let something be, such as the Levite who agreed to dwell with Micah. Judges 17:10-11 says, "Micah said unto him, Dwell with me, and the Levite was content to dwell with the man." In the New Testament, the words content and contentment are translated from archaeo, which means to be strong enough, to be satisfied, and autarkia, which means to need no aid or support. Sufficiency of the necessities of life. Contentment comes as we realize that God is all we really need, and that He will never leave us nor forsake us. We can be satisfied, we can be content in Him, knowing that He is the supply of all our physical and spiritual needs. Hebrews 13:5 says, "Be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Contentment is contrary to human nature and must be learned by the grace of God. We long for a better environment, assuming that with different surroundings we will achieve contentment. Yet Adam and Eve had the perfect environment, and they were not content in it. They had perfect health, they had a perfect marriage, they had a perfect garden, and perfect daily fellowship with God himself. Yet they soon believed the lie that the devil told them, that God had not provided everything they needed for their present and future happiness. This is the beginning of the original sin. And this is the sin that we have committed down through the years as well. If Adam and Eve were not content in the Garden of Eden, what hope is there for us apart from the spiritual insight that comes from God? May we with Paul be able to say, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Contentment begins by knowing the purpose of life from God Almighty. The Westminster Shorter Catechism says, the chief end of man is to know God and to enjoy him forever. Man was created with a God-sized vacuum, and God is the only one who can fill that void. The Apostle Paul's ultimate aim was to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Beloved, in closing today, please remember the secret of contentment is enjoying the presence of the Lord. The alternative to contentment is boredom with worldly possessions. Ralph Guthrie said, if I am not satisfied with what I have, I will never be satisfied with what I want. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you. First, for those of us who are already content, we thank you for that contentment, that peace and that joy and that happiness that is unmistakable. For those who are not, Lord, we pray for them that they will get to that point of contentment, not by human effort, but by trusting in you and by your grace and by the power of your Holy Spirit. And if they're not saved, by trusting you as Savior first and foremost, Lord Jesus. For it is in your name we pray, and for his sake, and for your sake, rather, amen. Now, beloved, in closing, in order to be saved, in order to get right with God, you cannot look at the man in the mirror. Rather, you must look at the man, Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. Do you know him? If you do not yet know him as your Lord and Savior, trust him as your Savior today. Here is how. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin, a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell because of sin and because you have never accepted the payment for sin, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again. For Jesus Christ himself said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul and to change your life, and he will do it, for the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, or Romans 10:9-13, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you, is my prayer.